Inclusion Now 48, Autumn 2017. Editorial. Welcome to October's edition of Inclusion Now, packed with a range of informative and thought-provoking items. This August, the United Nations completed its inspection of the UK government's record on disabled people's human rights. For the first time, the UN spotlight fell on our education system, and Tara Flood visited Geneva to make sure Alfie's voice was heard. Later in the magazine, you can read Tara's account of what happened and how the UN's final report will add force to our future campaigning. The UN's concerns about high levels of bullying of disabled children and young people are picked up by Martha Evans. We also have an interview with Christine Lenehan, whose forthcoming report on segregated schools has additional significance following the UN's criticisms of the UK's dual education system. Richard Reeser follows the money, showing the impact that cuts to funding are having on inclusion. Also, from the grassroots, on page 6 is Adele's account of her inclusion journey, struggling to get the right school for her 11-year-old son, Reese. After so much struggling, it's good to read a couple of articles where things are going well. On page 3, there's a description of a visit to Cressex Community School, showing what can be achieved when a school's leadership team have a strong commitment to inclusive principles. I especially enjoyed Stera's description of achieving her Duke of Edinburgh Award. This award is great because you work towards targets that you set yourself, so you only measure yourself against yourself. To my mind, that's an approach our increasingly competitive and selective education system would do well to think about. Mike Lambert, Alfie Trustee.